What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint, it's the name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hey, Alexander.
Yeah, what's up?
I know we haven't talked since high school, but girl, I have an opportunity for you.
Oh, great. Because I am a single mom.
Uh-huh.
And I am really easily exploited by terrible people. So
that's great to hear.
What you got for me?
Because as another person being exploited by a terrible person, I'd like to extend that opportunity to start your own small business at home while you craft DIY projects.
Okay. The thing is,
for your front door.
I have this thing where when I told myself if I started a new job, I'd only start at the CEO level.
Oh, fantastic. You're just the gal I've been looking for. Emoji,
no.
emoji. You won't believe it, brain exploding emoji. You can be your own CEO.
Oh my gosh.
Just look at this Subaru I bought.
Subaru, wow. Finger paint, what's it called? Fucking fingernail polish emoji. I've got finger paint on the brain because of my children that I totally have.
Yeah, that you're always crafting, you know, with.
It's not because I'm a man who is just awkwardly trying to pretend to be a woman on a podcast.
Well, I can tell that you have some anxiety, and I think my new blend of essential oils will also really ease all of your woes. Put it on your feet, and then you won't get coronavirus, and also you won't be anxious, you will be the most beautiful lady in all the land.
The stuff I put on my feet, can I also put it in my food to season
That's it? Actually, I recommend it. Only works if you do both.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. You okay. Also should put it in your children's eyes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like eye
and
droppers.
And your husband's while he's sleeping. Anywhere that you can really find an orifice.
Mm-hmm. Ex-husband. Is that to kill him or?
put that.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, put that in any orifice you can find. Anyway, welcome to our show.
This is so dumb.
We're welcome. Two improv graduates hosting a podcast called Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Christine.
And my name is Alex. This is not an improv show.
No.
Don't worry.
You found that out 5 seconds in when we weren't really doing improv. This week's episode is about MLMs. Lovely, lovely, lovely corporations called MLMs, multi-level marketing schemes, pyramid schemes, whatever you want to call them. As Alexander said, just don't call them a small business.
Yeah, then they're changing it up, like network. They're like network marketing, which, you know, all this it sounds so, like, on paper sounds not too bad. You're like,
just
network
buzzwords.
Marketing. Yeah, it's like just buzzwords to get you into their web.
To their web they're weaving. Yeah. So I would like to start off by saying I am not a fan of MLMs. I know several people who have been.
I don't think anyone's wondering MLMs. That after that intro.
I would like to start off by saying that I know several people who have been taken advantage of and have lost life savings, have lost friendships, mm-hmm. have lost relationships, have really suffered at the hands of MLMs. So I am not apologizing for my dislike of them. I want to make the caveat that I am not trying to insult people who work within the confines of an MLM, because that's the whole point, as mm-hmm. Alexander said, is that they target people and exploit people. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So before anyone yells at me, I'm not saying you're a bad person if you, you know, are selling jamberry nail wraps or whatever the hell, but, you know, don't sell them to me, and also, watch out.
Please don't tell us why what you do is not an MLM. Right. We're not coming for, if you're like, oh, they're coming for me. No, we're not. We mm-hmm. don't. We're not. If that's what you're thinking right now, we're not. Unless you're like the CEO of like LuLaRoe or
and
whatever.
And we're not talking
the couple
a CEO.
Is.
Like, that's your CEO.
Sorry. Yes. The real CEO.
The one who actually doesn't drive a Subaru, but drives like four Lexuses and doesn't give a shit about the employees. Yeah.
Exactly. So, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get started. I found doTERRA on Glassdoor.
Oh, so be clear too, we're doing Utah, because Utah is like a hotbed for these companies. There's a lot of articles online if you're interested in reading about that. But we stuck to, I think we did, right? Like, we stuck to.
Yeah. Except for my last one, which was a little different anyway. It's not a.
Okay.
You'll see. But my last one is not. But the rest of them are Utah-based. So the first one is doTERRA. They sell essential oils, if you don't know. But I went on Glassdoor, and it was not good. Well, mainly because if you go on Glassdoor, it's not the employees, as in, you don't generally see the people who are actually like on the bottom level selling
right.
the doTERRA. You see like, and you don't see corporate people. You see call center people. You
yeah,
see people who
shipping.
Are
shipping.
Yes. Shipping, yeah. call center, people who are working at a physical location for the company. So they
I
most
learned
likely
that when
actually
I saw,
receive.
Oh, my benefits. And I went, benefits?
Yeah.
That's definitely not a distributor. Well, okay, oh, it's like shipping.
Still, they might mean that they own the fact that they get some $200 worth of oils each month or something.
Yikes.
They like also get those as a benefit.
Yikes.
And $200 worth of oils is what, two oils or something? They apparently are super expensive. I don't know. Anyway, let's read a Glassdoor review of doTERRA. MLM scam. Pros. Nothing about this was a pro. This company is fraudulent. You will not make any money, you'll alienate your friends and family, and you will find yourself selling snake oil. Cons. No money to be made. Scamming your friends and loved ones. Advice to management, shut down. End
Whoa.
Of review. I don't even know if that was a real employee who wrote that, but they got...
Did it say their job title?
No.
Interesting.
Just current employee. But this was the only one that I could find that even mentioned it being an MLM. All of the other complaints, everything else that I read was very much focused on management issues, which there appear to be a lot of. But
well, I wonder if that's because it's the people writing Glassdoor employee reviews are the people who are in the actual offices.
No,
or
exactly.
Warehouses. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. If
so do you think
even...
this person lost a bunch of friends and stuff that has nothing to do with the MLM? It's just she lost a bunch of friends because she her hours at the warehouse were so bad.
Yes, that's what it is. That's totally what it is. And they're like, well, now, like, even though I've been working there for so long, I'll complain about it being an MLM, even though I knew, but just like going in, I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of these were depressing.
Oh, yeah.
But
no, it was not fun at times. The Glassdoor ones especially.
The Glassdoor ones always bum me out, like on any theme we do. But so what I did is I went to, well, first I started at Consumer Affairs, which are usually customer complaints.
Okay.
And then I went to Amazon. So I'm going to read first a Consumer Affairs review by Teresa, one star, of Unique. Now, let me read you. That's Y-O-U. Unique is an American multi-level marketing company that markets beauty products. So they do makeup and that kind of thing. One star by Teresa. I joined Unique August 4th, 2018. For one, make sure you get a good sponsor. Yes, that's right. My sponsor was Lindsay Burke. She wrote something on my group page to make me look bad, so I asked her if she needed to say something, send it to me in a message. So I didn't respond to her rude message. So the next morning, she blows my messages up. So I got off Unique because of her. Then I wanted to join another girl that I should have joined in the first place, and Unique wants another $99 to get a new sponsor. This isn't fair. End of review.
Yeah. Okay. The amount of people who are so close to the point. I thought this was a disgruntled customer or disgruntled like person who was selling the stuff or buying this. I was, because of it being a terrible predatory company and business model, but then they're like, oh, I'm just annoyed that the system that you've built up to exploit people is working against me.
That Britney's such a bitch. That's all I really care about. It has nothing to do with the system.
It's ridiculous. You're so close.
I guess I should, maybe one more. She'll join, you know, Heather's company, and then she'll finally realize what's going on. Yep. Okay, so I just want to clarify real quick. I know that, like, Alexander and I know a lot about MLMs just because, I don't know, I find them fascinating, and I guess not everyone, especially maybe if you're not in the U.S., might not even know what the hell we're talking about. So maybe I'll read a little... can I read a little like blip about what this is? Because I'm realizing now, like, if I were listening and I didn't know, I'd be so fucking confused. So multi-level marketing, or MLM, sometimes called pyramid schemes, it's a controversial marketing strategy for the sale of products or services where the revenue of the company is derived from a non-salaried workforce selling the company's products or services, while the earnings of the participants are derived... Okay, this is getting confusing. So basically, if you sign up to sell a product for this for makeup, say you're selling makeup for this company, you buy the makeup from the company. You're not being salaried, but then you have to hire other people underneath you to sell makeup as well, and then you get a portion of their revenue, and then they need to hire people under them in order to make any sort of money, and they get a portion of their money. Does that make any sense, Annie?
Yes.
What I'm saying?
You're describing a pyramid, which is right. Great. Like, if you can, like, everyone, if you can visualize that, you can see why this doesn't work.
So only the very tippy top of the pyramid ends up making money in the long run, like, yeah. Or at least a livable wage, because they're getting money from every quote unquote downstream down the lines of the pyramid. But then the people at the bottom are being exploited. And since you have to buy your own product to sell it, you're a lot of times losing money. Mm-hmm. And you're also forced to, you know, recruit a certain number of people, sell a certain number of product. And if you don't sell enough, then you have to buy it out of your own pocket. So it just ends up being very predatory, and it's doomed to fail, basically, yes. In the end. And so a lot of times this just becomes like, you know, the success of the very, very tippy top. And then it kind of tends to ruin friendships, relationships, and livelihoods. So it's not great.
And as it turns out, most of the products aren't even that good.
Right. So, well, that's the other thing. Right?
It really doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that that would make it better. I'm just saying that's another part about it.
Right. Right. A lot of times, like, people only buy them to support their friends or cousins or mm-hmm, partner, whomever. Rather than actually like being a huge fan of the product, and then, you know, it ends up being reliant on relationships and yada yada yada.
And you'd probably be surprised at a lot of MLMs. I have been when I've learned certain things are MLMs. So like Tupperware, for example.
Tupperware,
like those
exactly.
Tupperware
that's
parties.
Those parties, yeah.
Yeah, that's because it's people will get their friends and family together to try to sell them on Tupperware.
Pure romance.
Pure romance. Yep, that was the other one I was gonna say. Yeah.
Cutco knives.
Mm-hmm.
Amway,
mm-hmm.
which was traditionally marketed toward men, quote unquote.
Mary Kay, which is
Mary
like,
Kay.
I mean, that's a classic MLM.
That's like the OG, basically MLM.
That and Amway, right?
Amway, yeah, yeah. Those are like the old school ones, yeah. So, anyway, and there's a lot of ones that keep popping up. A lot of them are makeup. There's a lot of essential oils, mm-hmm. and a lot of times they're harmful. Like, I watched this Netflix series called Unwell, and have you watched that?
Yep.
It's very interesting. The essential oil one is very cool because they provide both sides of it as far as like, yes, essential oils can be beneficial and helpful to relieve stress, anxiety, especially with people in people with autism. A lot of times it's really beneficial for them sensory wise. But, you know, people are telling you to put this stuff in your food and like they're not regulated. And so people get horrible skin diseases from it and reactions and rashes and people are eating it. And I mean, it's just like.
Yeah, I'm very much not anti essential oils, but
no,
I don't. It's hard to buy any without buying it from an MLM
because
they were so prevalent in like, the essential oil field. Anyway,
essential oil field.
Oh man!
All right, honey, I'll be back. I just got to go to work in the essential oil field. Let me boot up my laptop and ask if Monique needs any more doTERRA.
Just scroll
peppermint.
Through all the Facebook groups that I'm in. Okay. Excuse me.
Wow, it's been a rough day in the oil field.
Okay, glad I could give everyone that visual. I love it.
Okay, it's your turn now, right? Because
yes.
We talked about how bitchy yes. Lindsay... Oh, I also love in that review, by the way, that she says, yes, that's right. My sponsor was Lindsay Burke, as if there are like 20,000 more sponsors.
Oh, yeah. And I was listening to this. I'm like, no one, like not even the person probably like one up your upline gives a shit about any of this. Like no one's going to help you, unfortunately. They're not there to help you. These people are there to take advantage of you. So this next review is a Glassdoor review of Perfectly Posh. They sell, quote, pampering products.
Oh, well, that clarifies it. Yes.
So just basically just like diaper ointment. Here is...
God, I was like, what a strange MLM and very specific.
So this is my last of the Glassdoor reviews. I've read way
Thank
too
God.
Many Glassdoors.
I started reviews. On Glassdoor and I couldn't do it. It was such a bummer.
Yeah, it's a bummer, y'all. It's a bummer. And people ask for us to do Glassdoor. It's a bummer.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Glassdoor, like... by the way, is, if you're also not familiar, is like where employees rate their place of employment, like they rate their work and, you know, benefits and corporate management, etc.
Here is a review by a current employee. Pros: I love the products. I love what they stand for. Cons: the management doesn't care about those under them in the pyramid. They bring out new products. I can't with this.
Alexander, also, I literally, my jaw dropped because when you said, I love what they stand for, and then you said cons. I was like, wait a second.
I know.
I thought you meant they understood.
Me too. That's why I'm so crazy. I'm like, wait a second.
Cons. Yeah.
The management doesn't care about those under them in the pyramid. They bring out new products constantly and discontinue favorites. You have to buy these products, and by the time you're able to catch up, so you think, then you have to buy new products, and the ones you have are discontinued. Samples are expensive. The constant change to the catalogs is expensive, because we are given nothing. I do not feel valued or cared for at all. I am leaving the company. End of review.
Wow, this is your big moment. I'm leaving.
I hope so for you. I don't get it, though. I don't get it. How can you love what they stand for?
That's what I don't get. It's like, I love the product is one thing, but I love what they stand for.
You know, it's probably their whatever made up mission statement they have, claiming to like want women to feel their best. You know, that you see all those for like LuLaRoe and like it's they claim to be all about inclusiveness, independence, inclusiveness, body positivity, etc. All things that are great. And yet they're taking complete advantage of these employees. So I shouldn't even call them employees. Some of these people.
CEOs.
The CEOs that they're taking advantage of. So, yeah. So that must mean be what they mean when they say they love what they stand for. Because a lot of these companies, they claim to stand for one thing while they're actually just harming their workforce.
Yeah, when there tends to be a lot of men at the top who are taking advantage mm-hmm. of vulnerable people without, the funds to really keep up with a scheme that's going to, you know, potentially impoverish them. Anyway, I now went to Amazon because Amazon apparently sells certain products of these, such as doTERRA. So I found a doTERRA, it's called Peace, doTERRA Peace Blend on Amazon. And this is a 2-star review by Marcy. This smell confuses me more than it calms me down. This oil gives me a lot of nightmares. End of review.
Oh no. Take that and run. Take those thoughts and just run away. Like, just recognize what that probably means.
Yeah, your nostrils are telling you something. There was a comment on every comment, the response on every comment that said like, well, not in my shop. Go to this link and you can buy directly from me. I guarantee that you won't feel nightmares from my peppermint oil doTERRA
shop. Oh my gosh.
Shop.
The lengths that people will go. I mean, they have to in order to sell there. That's the problem is they have to. And you shouldn't have to do that. So you see all these posts.
You shouldn't have to reach out to like.
Hours and hours and hours and hours just for this new to get this new person on board. It's like
have to be like hounding people, like pestering your high school bully to like, you know, buy really shitty lipstick off of you.
Except usually it's the other way around where it's the high school bully. Now pestering these people again.
You're
and
right.
It's like, why would I ever buy products from you? Okay.
That's so sad.
Oh no. I did the same thing as you, by the way. I did go to Amazon.
What
Perfectly Posh has to sell.
Oh.
They sell some Cackles Spackle detoxifying face mask. Don't get me started on the detoxifying stuff that they have.
Yikes.
here we go.
Wait. Alexander, someone mailed me that once to a mailbox, my old podcast mailbox.
Uh-oh.
I was like, why does Cackle Spackle sound so familiar?
Well, it's one of those. I had never heard of it, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of those things where you don't know that it's necessarily know it's an MLM, especially if you buy it off Amazon. Anyway, here's
see how detoxified my face is?
Looks like you've cackled spackled all over it.
I do cackle a lot, yeah.
Here's a 1-star review. Christina, after you telling me that you have this stuff, here we go. That shit burnt my face off. I had to take it off as soon as I put it on my face. My skin is never sensitive to anything. End of review.
Oh, no. Wait, actually, I think that was Home Depot spackle they put on their face.
The complaints about the burning sensation.
And that's horrible.
Literally, they will complain about how it burns, and people in response will say,
that's how you know it's working.
Yes, that's how you know it's working. That
my
means
favorite.
That it's, quote, detoxifying.
Oh,
that's
my
like
God.
The toxins in your skin. It's like, no, it's literally just like burning a layer of your skin off.
Okay. With the Exeter, with the, you mentioned LipSense or Senegence or whatever. I remember I was in like an anti-MLM group on Facebook. I actually still am, and it's so much fun. But there is an entire...
Sounds like MLM, but okay.
Yeah, sounds like an MLM, but okay. That's exactly right. And they talk about LipSense, and the whole joke of it is like, apparently it hurts like hell because it's just full of chemicals and shit. And you put it on your mouth, and it like burns the crap out. And they're always like, no, that's how you know it's penetrating the dead skin layers and it's horrifying. And people are like, but it hurts so much. And they're like, yes, that means it's working. And I'm like, no moisturizing product is supposed to be like extremely painful on your, any orifice of your face.
Could you imagine every day putting something on you that hurts and thinking this is good for me? I mean, if that's what, but that's the thing, is if you're being fed those lies and being told that and you think, wow, like, yeah, that, like it can make sense.
I mean, I used to do that with bras. Like, why am I putting this on every day? And it hurts.
There you go. Good point.
The lies I've been fed, you know?
You've been fed so many lies. I will say, so to say that, like, show that I'm not coming from a place of judgment of the people, I, for a long time, kept drinking this specific brand of oat milk every day. And I felt so sick to my stomach. Like, I'd have it with my coffee every morning. I felt so sick to my stomach for a long ass time. It took like a month before I was like, oh, it's because I'm drinking this every day. And then I stopped it and I wasn't feeling pain anymore.
Oh.
But anyway, the point is, I could see how someone could think, oh, this is good. This is fine.
Sure.
Even though they're feeling pain every day.
Yeah, no, I can see how that would, like, quote unquote, make sense, especially if they use, like, all these scientific terms to explain it and, you know, wackadoo health terms, quote unquote. I thought you were, I thought this was going where you were going to say that oat milk was an MLM company. And I was like,
not
what
that I know of yet.
The hell are you talking about? Alexander, we should start that.
Okay.
Just like a super healthy vegan MLM brand. And then nobody will know.
If only we had a base that we could start with.
A platform?
Like a platform, and we could get a bunch of people who listen to us to help us out with this. And by help us, I mean that we could exploit.
You know, they could get in on the bottom floor.
They could, though. Actually, yeah, the first people who sign up will actually maybe make some money.
Yeah. What if we did a podcast MLM? 0.001%.
And now
everyone listening has to make a podcast about us, and then everyone listening to them has to make a podcast about them, and then in the end, every single podcast on the planet is about us. I think it'd work. I think it'll work.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's literally my dream, is that every podcast in the world is about me.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be an exciting place?
Yeah, until the FTC comes after us. Okay.
Getting so lost in this episode.
I know.
But that's okay. I feel like the topic is surprisingly heavy for...
It's like, weird.
This feels heavier than funeral homes or whatever.
It does. Because I feel like there's a lot of like explanation needed and like...
Yeah.
Like not tiptoeing, but like being cautious with my words because I don't want to, you know, come off harsher than I mean.
I hope anyone who's actually like... in an MLM isn't listening by now, so maybe we can be a little less cautious.
Or they can understand where we're coming from at the very least.
Yes.
All right, so I have a 2-star review by Lorna, and this is also of that same doTERRA Peace blend on Amazon. I developed a rash on the bottom of my foot. In fairness, I applied way too much, according to my doctor. End of review.
I'm so glad they at least went to a doctor.
Me too.
Oh my gosh.
Because that happens with essential oils. That was in the Unwell doc where she said she was getting these horrible hives and they kept telling her, oh, well, you need to put peppermint oil on that to fix it. And you need to put this calming oil on it. But it was the oils that were causing it. So she kept layering it with more and more oils until a doctor was like, you're poisoning yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jeez.
I love when people blame the product and then they're like, however, I was using it completely wrong. So.
Yeah, that's true, though, too. Like, why are you, like, basically soaking your foot in it?
In all fairness.
Stuff's expensive. How do you use it? I know I keep saying that, but how do you even use too much? Like, if it's that expensive.
They tell you to eat it. They tell you to put it on your baby's head. They tell you to put it on your feet to detoxify. They tell you to put it behind your ears and in your nose. I don't know, that one might be wrong, but the rest of it for sure.
Okay, speaking of lip scent, so it turns out it's not actually Utah based. I misread something, so but I have a lip scent review for us.
Great.
This is from makeupalley.com. so it's where people review makeup.
Yes, I know that website actually.
Okay, so it's One star review here of a LipSense product. I have used similar products of a different brand with no problems. This product burnt my lips after 2 days of use so badly, my lips peeled and I'm left with a mouth full of ulcers. I've had to limit seeing my patients as it is too sore to speak. Just warning you. End of review.
What if she's like an oral surgeon? I was like, why would you have to limit seeing her patients? Oh, right. Talking.
Talking, yeah. Could be. Alexander, I don't know. Didn't clarify or talk about what their job was because I guess it wasn't too relevant. But yeah.
To have a mouthful of ulcers. I mean.
And this person used it for 2 days.
Recognized,
oh my gosh, this is a product. I'm going to leave a review of warning for other people and stop using it so I can get back to my life. But a lot of people, you know, are so ingrained in not only like the products, but like the culture around these. Like, it's so scary.
Well, especially if they're selling it and then they're I need to keep, you know, attempting to make money and make a living. So it's hard to just kind of bail.
Yeah.
Or if like your friends are really involved. I mean, it's just.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. It's hard to get out. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's something that I recognize. It's not an easy thing to just give it up, especially when you put so much money and time into something like that.
And like your mouth is full of ulcers and they're like, what are you trying to say? And you're like, and they're like, oh, you want to stay in LipSense longer? And you're like, and you just can't find your way out. That's part of the, once they kind of get a sense that you are thinking of leaving, they're like, okay, give her the good stuff. And then they just ulcer up your mouth. Okay, I'm sorry, none of that is real, please don't sue me. Okay. But if it were, that would be a great true crime podcast, just saying. Okay, so this is actually my last one, but there's a response. So this is of doTERRA cinnamon bark essential oil on Amazon, and this is a one-star review by Diana. Does not prevent Ebola.
No, what? Were you, is this something that you were lied to about?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Alexander, it's bad. The number of people who were like, people are saying this prevents coronavirus. No. I'm like, oh shit. Someone was like, yeah, this pet store owner in my neighborhood was telling a bunch of little children that this oil prevented coronavirus. I was like, this is so
dangerous.
Talk
about exploitative, you know?
Like... Yeah. Oh my god. Okay. Does not prevent Ebola. I would never ever buy this after a doTERRA rep was selling it as an Ebola cure. That was about the lowest thing I've ever seen anyone do, except maybe me writing this post about it. Okay, end of review of that one.
Oh my, there's a response. You said that.
There's
a
response from Amazon Girl.
Oh no, please tell me that. Oh no, you know what, just lay it on me.
So... you're giving this one star because you think it doesn't prevent Ebola? So what? It has no other uses? There's no profit for mainstream medicine with cinnamon bark oil, so of course it'll be attacked. I've benefited from many homeopathic cures that have been called quacks by the FDA. End of response.
Okay. Okay.
I like that she says, because you think it doesn't prevent Ebola. It's like, oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. Who is using that as like a sales tactic? Like, who nowadays is like, you know, I wasn't going to buy this cinnamon bark oil, but now that you tell me, I might prevent Ebola now.
Well, there
now
was an Ebola scare a few years ago.
Okay, well, then that makes more
wasn't
sense.
Wasn't there?
I have no idea.
10 years ago, maybe by now. But there was like an outbreak in West Africa. I think there were one or two cases in the U.S.
One or two. Okay, so I'm like, can't you find something else to this prevents cold sores or, I don't know, some herpes virus,
but
like
people
anything?
People were claiming that it was going to destroy the U.S. And
wait, but also, you know what? Actually, I changed my mind, because if you say it cures Ebola,
yeah,
and then they're like, well, I didn't get Ebola, you can be like, well, that's because you took cinnamon bark oil. You see how effective it is? So I changed my mind, actually. I find that to be a great sales tactic. This prevents typhoid, actually. This podcast prevents typhoid. So if you listen to it, I can almost guarantee you that you won't get typhoid. Almost.
Almost. Almost. Did you call the lawyer? first?
No, because he said he wasn't interested in talking to me about this particular subject.
Oh, yeah, you tried this with your other podcast. That's right.
I tried this with my other lawyer, too, and I keep getting left behind. None of my past lawyers have been interested in talking to me about this. So, unfortunately, nobody. If you're out there and you have legal experience, Renee.
You're probably, like, blackballed in, like, the lawyer circles then. Like,
I would be 0% surprised if that were the case.
The typhoid woman. So this is my last one. This is a more positive one, kind of. It's a review of a book. The book is Amway Motivational Organizations, Behind the Smoke and Mirrors.
Ooh.
It's by Ruth Carter. I haven't read it, but it is about the dangerous practices of Amway and like a history of Amway, I think, talking about. You'll see. Let me just read this review. It's a 5-star review. Believe her. This lady has done a great job of exposing the organization and the lies behind it. I did Amway for 4 years. I was single, an immigrant who knew next to nothing about life in the States other than what my relatives told me. And yeah, I followed them into Amway thinking it was my dream too. I lost nearly $4,000 and the goodwill of many friends and relatives in the process, but I learned many valuable lessons. What Amway teaches is social engineering, not networking or making friends. They teach you to use people to your own benefit, to make every extra buck possible at their cost and pretend you know what is good for them. They teach you to evaluate your life purely in terms of money. Watch those videos again. The voices will seem psychologically and spiritually empty. The business, as those brainwashed idiots fondly call it, takes over their life completely, dictates their food, what they watch on TV, how they use the internet, their spiritual life, and their relationships. People who run their own businesses do not live that way. They have normal outside lives, and the business is just what they do to make money. What scares me is the number of immigrants I used to see at every meeting, who swallow whole the story and end up burning their hard-earned dollars. You lose what you made and you lose conceptually what this country really is about. A place where you can be who you are despite all odds, find your talents, and make it. Trust me, talents are not about selling soap. Don't let anyone get you into this and stay clear about what you need from life, from this country. End of review.
Oh, wow. I know. And they're like, join me I tell you more about my motivational.
Literally,
here's
though.
A pamphlet. Here's
and
a
if
pamphlet,
you sell my
here.
Pamphlet and find
it
other people to sell my
low,
pamphlet.
A low, low price of $2,500 to learn how you can get away from companies like Amway.
No, I thought that review, I had goosebumps when I read it.
I know. I got to say.
Yeah, I was blown away by it. Like, it's just a one-off, like just a Amazon review on a product that has 28... reviews, but I was glad that person found a platform where they could express that, because damn.
And that's just such another level of like exploitation of, you know, I was an immigrant and of course you trust your family and of course, you know, your family's not trying to steer you astray. Mm-hmm. It's just this like overseeing organization that's got its little talons in you.
Tendrils.
Tendrils. Mm. Oh, that's so fucked up.
Yep. That's so fucked up. Is sums up MLMs pretty well. So
yeah.
One thing I wanted to say before we move over to my challenge, which is actually really fun, so stick around for that. I'm excited for it. There are sites online that give you plenty of resources, whether you're trying to get out of an MLM or learn more or looking for resources actually to help someone else get out of an MLM, because
that's
not easy. Because you might know somebody who's being taken advantage of and you want to help them get out, but
especially if they don't see it themselves, you know.
Yeah, there's one site called MLMtruth.org, and they have, and if you go to MLMtruth.org/resources, it has a bunch of resources. So it has books, documentaries, articles, podcasts.
Well, and don't get me wrong, I know that pretty much any website with the word truth.org in it sounds like it's written by a flat earther, but I'm pretty sure this one's actually on the right side of history. So for once,
the
you can
only one.
Trust it. Truth, MLMtruth.org.
Yeah. I know. It really sounds like the opposite. You're right. But what I like, though, is mainly that they have a list of great resources. So outside of their own site. So it's not just from them. So yeah.
Boy.
Time for my challenge. It's a good one. This was from Ashlyn. To find a review where someone got what they asked for, but they're still unhappy.
Oh, yeah.
So actually, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I completed the challenge, but most of them were positive.
Oh.
And you'll see why. They were still unhappy when... Okay, you'll see. Here is the first one. This is actually a one-star review, though. This is of a Chipotle in Milpitas, California. Probably not that. I said Milpitas because that's how it would be pronounced in, like, Ohio. But anyway, whatever it is, I didn't look it up. One star review of a Chipotle is what's important. What the actual... Just a bunch of letters.
Can
it's
you
gibberish.
Spell that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Actually, I can. FHAMDLALQBDOANXXZKDLAU.
Fam de quibble box.
Thank you.
In.
They don't have any cilantro in their rice. It was so bland. I'm actually not expecting the usual dehydration that accompanies a normal Chipotle meal. The proportions are really weird. I got more salsa than meat or rice, and I asked this one worker for a little less sour cream, and she just Jackson Pollocked my bowl. I know I asked for less, but not so I find occasional specks of sour cream in my bowl. That one worker really ruined it for me. All of your coworkers are smiling and kind. Why you gotta be so rude? If you hate working there so much, quit and stop handling my food with attitude. I didn't ask for that. End of review.
Oh my god. Oh my head.
I didn't really understand why they called it Jackson Pollocked my bowl, because I was like, wait, did they get what they wanted or not? They said they asked for less.
Yeah.
Sour cream, but then the person Jackson Pollocked my bowl. So I thought that meant they like smothered it, like they like threw a bunch in there.
It
like,
sounds
right?
like that, but I think they meant they like speckled it.
Exactly. And then right. they continued, and so that's why I included it, because they continued and said, ugh, it wasn't enough sour cream. I'm like, wait, what?
I know it's exactly what I requested.
Literally.
Maybe so I would have been happy if she smiled a little more. I can't with people.
Just say, also you see them do it in front of you. That's the other thing that really gets me. You saw them put the meat in, the rice in, the salsa in. You saw them put everything in. You could have said, hey, I want more rice. Even at the end, you can do that. And they'll say like, okay. And they just do it.
You could have said, Jackson Pollock my burrito, please. Actually try that, because I'm curious what happens.
They probably did, which is probably why they got an attitude.
Why they're like really uncomfortable and want you to leave. Yeah.
Okay, I've got three more. This next one is of a ramen place in Vancouver, Canada. This is a 4-star review. It was a cold, snowy evening, so my husband and our friend decided to have ramen. We decided to check out Gojiro together. Gojiro? I don't know. Gojiro. They were packed when we got in, but we waited less than 5 minutes to be seated. We ordered spicy and basic ramen with fried chicken and marinated pork. We ordered mild, spicy, and rich broth and a side of marinated boiled egg. The portions were generous, the food was delicious, but the broth was a little too rich for me. I know, I ordered a rich broth, duh. I loved how their noodles were al dente and the dish came with lots of bean sprouts. Their fried chicken is so good. The portion was too much for me. I barely finished half. I am a big eater. Great customer S. The total bill for two of us was $30, including tax and tips. End of review.
Aw.
So yeah.
Okay.
It's a fine review. Nothing
it's
bad.
It's like fine.
But they complained that they, I guess, probably docked a star because it was too rich.
I'm going to say this, like, and Dad, don't take any offense, but it's something I feel like Dad would do, where he would, like, tell me all about an Amazon purchase, and then the moral of the story is, yeah, it's pretty much exactly what I was expecting. Nothing more, nothing less. It's, like, the exact water filter I needed for my refrigerator.
I don't know about water filter for refrigerator. When I think Dad and gadgets, I think of that, like, that, sealer that he gets for his bread he buys all that bread and then and has one of those things that
like
seals
a vacuum sealer?
The vacuum sealer and then keeps the bread in his freezer.
Alexander, do you know what he bought? He bought like what looks like a bottle warmer, like for baby bottles. And I was like, what is this? And apparently, I don't know what he told me what it's for. I forget. But I guess he puts like yogurt in it or something to like warm it up. It's like a contraption. It looks like a bottle warmer for babies. Uh-huh. And he like puts these little jars of like yogurt in it.
He's living
and it, like,
his best life.
Shakes them or warms
what?
Them? I don't know.
Are you sure it's... this isn't like a paint spinner thing?
I think I'm confusing it with a paint thing, but I'm pretty sure it warms them up. He's going to call me and explain it again. So I regret saying this, but I remember Blaze and I were like, wait, what is it for? Yogurt?
He also bought this ridiculous gadget. Oh my God. It's called a Cricut.
Alexander, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut.
Am I not
shut.
Allowed to talk about that?
Not if you're mocking me.
I'm kidding. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Listen, I'm into crafting right now.
Everyone,
everybody.
She bought a Cricut and she loves it. And she's actually made some amazing things with it.
Thank you, Zandy.
No, I've enjoyed seeing the progress and stuff.
I regretted buying it at first. It's like a vinyl cutting machine. And I told Alexander and his eyes were glazed over. Like, I don't know what any of that means.
Well, because you just said you bought a Cricut. And I'm like, what? Like, I thought it was a white noise machine that made Cricut sounds.
You thought it was, yeah,
I 100% thought that because I was like, that's exactly what you would buy. But then you explained it to me and I still didn't know what it was because I don't know what what you would need to cut vinyl for. And then you finally showed me some crafts that you made and I was impressed and convinced.
Aww,
that I need one
you.
Now.
I love it. I've made a lot of Christmas gifts already. So because at first I was like, why did I waste so much money on this thing? It's not cheap. But then I made a bunch of Christmas gifts and I was like, well, okay, I guess that's worth it.
Yeah, it's paying for itself just by that, for
now
sure.
Now I sound like dad. Oh, no.
Yep,
full circle.
Yep. I'm just, that's why I brought it up, because you're just...
You know, I originally bought it to cut vinyl, but now I store my yogurt in it.
That's where you'll he'll warm it up and you'll label it with the vinyl.
Oh boy, this is not a paint stir or a bottle warmer. It's for yogurt only, is what the vinyl will say.
This is next review is a 5-star review of the hair salon. So that's something Ashlyn said. Ashlyn works at a hair salon. So brought up specifically people who aren't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And guess what? My last two are
exactly
what Ashlyn wanted. But probably, I bet Ashlyn has to deal with the 1-star sometimes too.
Like real life scenario.
And
right.
Like assholes is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, here's a 5-star review.
Okay.
Of Etude Lounge in Los Angeles. I rarely write reviews in general. I think this is my first one on Yelp. But this experience deserves being shared about. So this is actually my second time going for a haircut. Scroll down to the end of the review if you don't want to read the whole thing and just want a summary. No hard feelings. My first visit, to give some background context. I was referred to by my aunt's coworker, who is Korean, and very stylish, as my aunt describes her. They both work in fashion. She's a regular and she referred me to her stylist, Christine, who is the head director of this salon.
Yep, that sounds all right.
My experience was all right. We weren't able to communicate too well since her English was limited and I can't speak Korean, other than those few signature phrases you learn from watching K-dramas, haha, aka not useful. So her assistant was there to translate for us. She was also busy. It was a Saturday afternoon, so she cut my hair in what felt like 15 minutes. Even though I'd asked for a simple cut slash trim because I was growing out my hair at the time, I felt like she didn't give me full attention as she was switching between clients. My haircut wasn't bad, it was exactly what I asked for, but the overall experience was nothing spectacular or worth it for the drive out and paying the $50 plus tip. End of review.
Okay.
I will say, though, that is not the end of the full review. I cut it short there.
Oh, thank God.
The rest is extremely glowing and like very positive, so I want to give this reviewer a lot of credit.
Oh, good.
And say,
okay.
Hey, it's a 5-star review.
That.
So before we bash this person... but yeah, I thought it was very fitting that they were like, yeah, you know what? It wasn't bad. It was literally exactly what I asked for.
Sometimes you don't know what you want. You know what I mean? I feel like this happens to me a lot when I go to a hair salon and I'm like, I want my hair, I think, to look like this. And then they do exactly that. And I'm like, I guess maybe I didn't yeah. want it to look. Or I'm like, maybe I thought I would look better in this. I don't know.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I have a review of B Salon, Chicago, Illinois. This is the last one. This will, I think, end our day wonderfully.
Podcast.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
I am not one to usually yelp, but this salon has changed me from a total salon whore, trying a stylist out for a time or two, then moving on to blissful hair. Okay, sorry, I think I worded like my intonation or whatever was bad.
What
okay.
if it doesn't say whore and you just
it
accidentally?
It definitely says. Oh, okay. Shoot. Wait, no. It. What?
That was just you had that, yeah, on your brain.
God, no. Okay. I'm not one to usually yell, but this salon has changed me from a total salon whore, trying a stylist out for a time or two, then moving on, to blissful hair monogamy for the past 2 years. Mm. Becky does my cuts and color and is amazing. I have red undertones, and she took me to a beautiful blonde for my wedding, 2 months prior, not much room for error, to an auburn to now a chestnut brunette. Never had anyone able to work with my red undertones across a variety of hair colors before. The girl works miracles. Secondly, they run a great business. I once was feeling daring and brought in a picture of a hair color that I wanted to try. Becky gave me exactly what I asked for. But after getting home and living with it for 24 hours, I didn't like it on me. I called, explained that despite her doing what I asked, I just didn't like it. Becky was out of town. They immediately worked me in with several other staff members and never made me feel like I was inconveniencing anyone, or that it was annoying that I changed my mind, etc. They also deeply discounted the removal / reprocessing service, and I left with a great color that I was more comfortable with. For the below reviews where you got home and weren't digging their work, give them a call and let them fix it. You'll be happy you did. Can't recommend this place enough. No one else touches my hair these days. End of review.
Wow, who is this Beyonce? Jeez. I called and said I wasn't into it, and they moved everything aside, and several people got me in and fixed my hair. Wow, that's the life.
That's probably once you're monogamous and you have 2 years under your belt and you're committed to them, and they have to commit to you.
That's right. That's how that works.
That's how famously. It works. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I get a hair color I don't like, even if it's not my fault. I'm just like, I love it, thanks. And then I go home and just live with it.
Me too. I am. And if I want something changed,
yeah,
I will usually go somewhere else.
Me too. I'm like, don't worry about it.
Except a couple haircuts ago, I got a haircut and I went home and was dating Allie at the time. And she was like, holy shit, this is so bad and crooked. Oh. And I'm like, what? And it was one of those things where it wasn't a taste thing. She took pictures of the back of my head. It was at a slant, 100%. And
are you talking about the bowl cut?
She was like, whoever did this needs to pay.
Oh, I literally thought you were making a long joke about how I cut your hair.
No, Christina, it was not when you cut my hair into a bowl
cut. I was like, everyone knew it looked terrible.
No, it was just a normal haircut. But they like, it was completely slanted in the back. Like it actually looked terrible. And I'm like, weird. How did that happen? So I called them and told them, guess what? They worked me in. They're like, so sorry about that. We'll get you in. We'll fix it. And it was kind of awkward because I went in and the person who did it wasn't there. And so someone else did it. And they were like, ugh, who did this? And I'm like, I don't remember. Awkward. Of course I remember, but I didn't want to like tell on them. It was bizarre. But they were great. So I did go back there multiple times to that person specifically,
and the other one was across the salon just like eyeing you.
No, that happened. I literally saw the person in there. Oh, no. And I was like, please don't recognize me, please don't recognize me.
Oh no, they're like, I don't recognize him without
Libra.
That beautiful haircut I gave him back in the day. Oh my gosh. Anyway, well, thank you everybody for listening. That was a weird one. It felt weird.
It did feel really weird. I bummed you all out.
I feel like kind of bummed
out. That's why I'm glad that I could end on more of a positive note,
too.
I guess. But
thank God you found some good ones, actually.
Thank God for me. Thank God for me.
Thank God for you and your beautiful hair.
Thank you. Wow. Anyway, you know what? Y'all can't complain because we just released a Between You and Us episode a couple days ago.
That's
so if
right.
you haven't listened to it, that's where we read reviews that you send in to us via email that you find on the internet. So go listen to that. Between You and Us is out. We started doing it again.
Yes, we did. For now. I just don't want to, you know, put boxes into a corner.
Oh, no. We're not making any promises anymore on the show. No, we have okay. fun with it. It was good. So we'll release another one.
You know what I just
one.
Realized?
What?
When this episode comes out, our anniversary is like a few days later.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I texted you about that. And then I forgot
yeah,
again.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Whoopsies.
Well. All right. I have a theme for you, Zandy, and this is fitting. I clicked on a random one, and this actually goes back to last week's episode. I'm going to suggest a theme of driving schools.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Of course.
Alexander, like, this person, Aiden, sent an entire email about their experience with a driving school scam. And I'm going to save this story for next week.
Okay,
because
I'm excited.
It is batshit. Let me just put it that way. And I'm like already so inspired by this story of how to find good reviews. So driving schools.
Sweet. Okay. I'm looking forward to that. My challenge comes from Sophie. She, her, and I want to add a little note. It says, under the pronouns, it says, when you guys first started reading the pronouns she, her, I thought you were saying she, for every single time, and I was confused as to why you had so many siblings. Sophie Schieffer, I mean, she, her.
That's funny. I never thought of that.
But Sophie said, you guys are my top podcast for Spotify Wrapped, and you are all that I listen to. My sister has now blocked me out whenever I say the words once in my podcast. I feel like
that's
so,
in my vocabulary too.
Yeah, you say that all the time to me. You're like, oh,
I
in
do.
This one podcast, blah, blah, blah. Here is a challenge. Find a review of a movie based solely on the looks of an actor in the movie.
Oh!
And it says, this came to me as I am kind of obsessed with one. If you guys would like to know, it's Soda Pop Curtis from The Outsiders.
Okay.
Whoever that is. So, I haven't watched The Outsiders. I'm sorry. That's
me
like,
neither.
Oh, it's Rob Lowe.
Oh, it is Rob Lowe. Wow, he's hunky back then, man.
It says, if you have not yet found this gorgeous human being, please search him up, but maybe don't send the picture to one another, or else it will probably spook Christine by flashing onto her screen in the middle of the podcast again.
If Rob Lowe appears on my screen in the dark, I'm not going to feel good about it.
It doesn't have to be. It could be TV, too.
Okay,
perfect. Something like where it's based on the looks.
I'm excited for that. Most of them will probably be about Tim Allen and or Jude Law. Just warning you.
Because they're all your own reviews. Got it.
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We will see you next week for hopefully a less like aggressively.
Whatever that was. Yes. Episode.
Weird episode. I don't even know the right adjective, but we'll see you next week. And please, please don't eat any essential oils.